from Daniel chapter 3. And I'm only going to read a couple verses for the sake of time. So Daniel chapter 3, starting at verse 16, it reads, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego replied, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if he doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue that you have set up. And I'm going to jump down to verse 21. It says, so they tied them up and threw them into the furnace, fully dressed in their pants, turbans, robes, and other garments. The word of God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. First and foremost, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. I also want to thank our pastor, Pastor Jason Robinson, for this opportunity to be before you today. And I also want to shout out our First Lady, Minister Ebony Robinson. And so I'm going to preach from the subject title, Fireproof. And I'm going to give you the big idea up front, and it's to show the purpose of a fiery furnace. Fireproof. That word proof, it means to establish a thing as true or to produce belief in its truth. It also means that it's able to withstand and is successful in not being overcome. It is to test and examine for flaws. And we see the men in this text, they were proofed by fire. They were tested by the fire. And when they were not overcome by it, it was considered proof of the true and living God that they served. The question I have for you today is, do you want to be fireproof? In chapter 1, just to give you a little background, it begins with Daniel interpreting King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. And so, as a result of him interpreting this dream, King Nebuchadnezzar ends up promoting Daniel. And so the law, as proclaimed by Yo Gotti, says, when you come up, don't forget about your dogs. That's law. And so Daniel followed that law to a T. And so when he was promoted, he went over to King Nebuchadnezzar and he said, well, can you place Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego over the affairs of the province of Babylon? And so King Nebuchadnezzar agreed. And so now we find ourselves in chapter 3, where Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were over the affairs of the province of Babylon. And during this time, the king, he decides to build this gold statue, and he ordered that everybody in the land would worship his gods and the statue. So whenever the horns go, the instruments blare, he said that everyone was to bow down and worship it. And so he said that whoever refused will be thrown into a fiery furnace. And of course, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't believe in the God that Nebuchadnezzar believed in. They believed in the true and living God. And so they refused to bow down to the statue. And somebody snitched. Some of the astrologers went over to King Nebuchadnezzar and they said, hey, those three Jews that you put over the affairs, yeah, they're not paying you any attention. They are not listening to your laws, and they are refusing to bow down to this statue. And so the king said, bring them to me at once, right? He was livid. He like, bring them here. And so he questioned them. He like, is it true, y'all? Like, y'all are not bowing down to the statue. He said, you know what? I'm going to give y'all one more chance. Somebody strike up the instruments. I'm going to give y'all one more chance to bow down to this gold statue. And so in that moment, yeah, he gave them another chance, but they decided to stay firm in their faith. They didn't bow down, but they stood firm in what they believed. They decided that they would rather lay down their lives before bowing down to a false god. And this is where their fiery trial began, because they believed that no matter the outcome, God's will would be done in that situation. They understood that even if they were thrown into a fiery furnace, that there was still a purpose for it in God's kingdom. And so the purpose of the fire in the text, number one, this is the first point to test our faith. And that is in verse 16. It starts and it says, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They replied to Nebuchadnezzar. They said, "We do not need to defend ourselves before you." I like what the New King James Version says. It says, "We have no need to answer you in this matter." Sometimes we just need to ignore some people that's trying to get us to conform to their ways. I don't have a need to address you in this matter. And just being transparent, I had to learn this lesson the hard way. One of my mentors sat me down and said, "Shamika, you don't have to address everything. So what that they lied? So what that they're trying to get you to do X, Y, and Z? You don't have to address it." And so some of us need to start responding in that way. And then the verse goes on to say in verse 17, "If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power. But even if he doesn't," even if he doesn't. Does anybody have a "even if he doesn't" praise on this morning? Even if he doesn't deliver you out of that situation, I will still worship him. Even if he doesn't heal me from this sickness, I'm still going to worship him. Even if he doesn't let my loved one make it through, I'm still going to worship him. Even if I don't get the promotion, I'm still going to worship him. And so they said, even if he doesn't, let us make it clear to you. They were like, let me get something straight right now, Nebuchadnezzar. We still will never serve the gods that you serve, and we will never worship the gold statue that you have set up. And so in the text, we see Nebuchadnezzar, he was furious, right? He was so upset with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that his face became distorted with rage. He commanded that the furnace be heated 7 times hotter than usual. Anybody ever felt like the heat was turned up in this season of your life? And so they had a decision to make. They were either going to remain committed to their faith, or they were going to have confidence in God. And in that moment, they decided to not compromise for comfort. Tell your neighbor, don't compromise your calling for your comfort. But let's be real. How many of us would have made that decision knowing what was at stake? He just turned the fire up in the furnace 7 times hotter than it normally is. Some of us would have been like, "Can you point me in the direction of the statue? Because I think I'm going to go ahead and go bow down." Because let's be real. That took some big faith for them to make a decision like that. But they decided to not waver on what they believed. In that heated moment, they put their complete trust and confidence in God. Tell your neighbor, that's faith. So even if he doesn't, can I just be real with y'all? There have been some times where I haven't had no "even if he doesn't" faith. And instead I said, "Well, if he don't do it, I'm going to go ahead and do it myself. I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to get out of this situation because it's too uncomfortable for me right now." And I've had that happen at work. And the funny thing is, usually when I prepare a sermon, God will deal with me. He will minister to me. But I'm usually over whatever that situation is. Like, "Yep, I remember how you brought me out of that, Lord." But just being honest, I still feel like I'm in a fiery furnace today. I still feel like I'm in a fiery furnace every Sunday night before Monday comes, because I know at work I'm going to feel the heat. And so I'm just being real. I was ready to compromise, right? I put my 2 weeks in. I was like, I'm done. I was looking for ways to get fired. Because it was that hot in there. I was that uncomfortable. And so, yes, God has spoken to me about this job. He said, "You're not going to be on this job forever." He spoke that. But I'm like, "Lord, I'm ready to go now. Like, the heat has turned up. I'm done." And I put my 2 weeks in. And one of my mentors said, "You know, Shamika, did God tell you to put your 2 weeks in and leave that job?" I was mad. I was mad that she even said that. I mean, like, I had fasted, I had prayed, and Lord didn't say nothing. I said, "It's okay, Lord. I'm just going to leave anyway." And so I heard this preacher say once, he said that people will get in positions that are uncomfortable, and they will start to say that they have peace about it, but really they just want relief. And so I didn't have peace about it. I just wanted the relief from that situation. And so just remember, even though you might not be worshiping a false god, when you choose to put anything in the place of God, anything, that's when it becomes idol worship. And so when you get in an uncomfortable situation, instead of waiting on God's peace, you decide to pick up a few pills. Or when you are getting tired of waiting for God to deliver you, so I'm just going to have a few drinks just for some relief. Be careful. Be careful not to compromise your calling for your comfort. Because God has a purpose for every trial that you face. No matter how comfortable, uncomfortable, no matter how hard, he still has a purpose for it. And I'm going to prove it to you. James 1 verse 2 says, when trouble of any kind comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. And so as a believer, you see it in the text, you can expect some trouble to come your way. You can expect your faith to be tested, but it's our response that God is really assessing in that moment. So not only is the purpose of the fiery furnace to test our faith, but also to demonstrate God's protection. And we see this in verse 19. It says, then he ordered some of his strongest men from his army to bind up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. We're just going to call them the hot boys because that's a lot. So he ordered them to bind up the hot boys and throw them into the blazing furnace. And so they tied them up, threw them into the furnace, fully dressed. And so what happened, because of the king's anger, he demanded for the furnace to be lit so hot, the flames actually killed the soldiers when they tried to throw the three men in. And so the hot boys were securely tied and fell into the roaring flames. And we see in the verse that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were supposed to be punished by the fire, but in that moment, God protected them from it. They were exempt from the flames while their enemies were executed by them. In Psalms 27, 2, it says, when evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. And so we see in the text that even though they were the ones meant to be consumed by the fire, it was their enemies that ended up being consumed. And that's a word for somebody in here today. I know that that person did you wrong. I know that they're trying to set you up, but just wait on God because they're going to be the ones that will stumble and fall. And so, has anybody ever felt like they were just in the middle of a fiery furnace? It could be a person, a place, a thing. Like I mentioned, for me, my fiery furnace is my job. For you, it could be trying to figure out how the bills are going to be paid next month. And you feel like you're in a fiery furnace. It could be that friend or family member that is working your last nerve. And you feel like you're in a fiery furnace every time you encounter them. It could be a situation at school. You don't know how you're going to pass this course. That could be your fiery furnace. It could be the loss of a loved one. And you really just don't know how you're going to get through this. And you feel like you're in a fiery furnace. We have all experienced something in our lives that have made us feel that we are in a fiery furnace. Some tragedy has hit, and as Minister Devante said yesterday, we had tragedies happen in this country. In El Paso and Dayton, there were shootings. And as I'm sitting here talking about God's protection, I know the question may be, how can you say that we're protected when things like that happen? And the reality is, it doesn't make sense. And some things will never make sense to us. And we don't understand what God is doing, why he's doing this way. The hot boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't understand why they had to be thrown into the fiery furnace. But they decided to have faith in who God was. They decided to remember that he is still a way maker. They decided to remember that he is a protector. They decided to remember that he is a provider. And so even though we may not always understand, one thing we know that God is sovereign. and he is still in control, no matter the situation. Even as they were in the fiery furnace, God was still in control of that situation. And so I know that that fiery furnace that you're in right now, it may be hot, but I have some good news for you. You're not in it alone. God is with you, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. We hear the psalm when it says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, it comforts me." And so even in the midst of this fire, we can still find comfort. But we have to make sure that we're walking with the comforter. Because let's be real, sometimes some situations we're in, they're not that hot. But we're just in it without God. So it feels hot. It feels humid, right? It feels hot because you're in it without God. We've had an interesting summer. There was a week that it was like 90 degrees and it felt like 114 because of the humidity, right? And sometimes we'll be in situations where it feels hotter than it is, because we aren't relying on our source. So remember that God is still with you. And so here's the proof that he's with you. In verse 25, it says, King Nebuchadnezzar turns and he consults with everybody around him. He said, "Didn't we bind up three men and put them in the furnace?" They're like, "Yeah, bro, it was three of them." He's like, "Look, come here, look at this. Somebody come look at this. I see four men in the furnace, loose and walking around in the midst of the fire." And then it says, "And they are not hurt. And the form of the fourth man is like the Son of God." Tell your neighbor, God is with you in the furnace. And what I found interesting was they went into the furnace bound by ropes, right? But the thing that was meant to kill them actually set them free. The fire actually burned the ropes off of them. And here they are in the fire, walking around freely with Jesus. And another thing that I thought about when I was looking at this text was, it never said that the hot boys knew Jesus was with them. He was just with them. Because sometimes when we're in a fiery furnace or we're going through a test in our life, we may not feel God, but you can believe that he's with you. And they had faith that God is going to be with us. Tell your neighbor, there is purpose in the fire. Jeremiah 1 verse 19 says, "They will fight you, but they will fail. For I am with you and I will take care of you." God is with you. And what Nebuchadnezzar didn't know was that God actually likes to show up in fire, right? So we see him showing up with Moses in the burning bush to give him his assignment, and we see him also showing up in a fiery cloud to lead his people to the promise. We know that the Holy Spirit showed up like a fire, and that we call Jesus the consuming fire. So God likes fire, right? And in this situation, the fire had no power because of God's presence. Tell your neighbor, God's plan is fireproof. And so not only is the purpose of the fire to test our faith and to demonstrate God's protection, but thirdly is to change others' perspective of God. Starting at verse 26, King Nebuchadnezzar, he went as close as he could, as I mentioned, and he looked and he's like, they're in there walking around by themselves. So he called them out. He's like, "Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, servants of the Most High God, come out here. Come here." And so they stepped out of the furnace, and everybody that was crowded around, they saw that the fire had not touched them. There was no evidence that these men had ever been in a fire. I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad that I don't look like what I've been through. There's no evidence of the things that have happened to me because God has protected me. And so then it says that Nebuchadnezzar began to praise God. Huh, that's something, Pastor Jay. This is the same person that just tried to persecute them for not serving his God, but now he is serving the very God that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego serve. And so understand that there are times that you will have to go through a fire in order to stimulate someone else's sight. You do know that, yes, fire has a heating property, but it also can be used for a source of light. And so though the fire was meant to burn them, God used it to shed light on who he was. So I just want to encourage you. I know it's hot in there, but stay in there till God delivers you, because he needs to show somebody that he is a deliverer. He needs to show somebody that he is a healer. He needs to show somebody that he is a way maker and a promise keeper, like they saying. He needs to know that that is who he is. In Genesis 50, verse 20, it says, "You intended it to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so I could save the lives of many people." Your position is on purpose. It's on purpose. In that situation that you want to be saved from, God is going to use you to save somebody. Just like in the text. And so I know you thought, this situation is about to take me out. I'm ready to throw in a towel, right? You ready to put in your 2 weeks like me. But God is still going to use it all for his glory. It's not going to take you out. He's going to use it for his glory. And so not only was God glorified, but the fourth verse, the men were promoted. And so point number four, the purpose of the fire is to promote God's people. And this is in verse 30. It says that then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to even higher positions in the province of Babylon. And so these men went from being persecuted to being promoted. And one thing we know about heat, another quality of heat, is that it rises. And so King Nebuchadnezzar threw them in the heat, not knowing that he was putting them with their source. He was putting them with the very person that was able to bring them up and out of that situation. Tell your neighbor, I didn't come up. God came through. I'm going to say that one more time. I didn't come up. God came through. In Psalm 75:7, it says, "It is God who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall." And when we look back over the scriptures, we can look through and find a few people that were tested, right? They may have been in a situation where it seemed like they failed, but God turned around and promoted them. The first person I thought about was Joseph. Joseph was thrown into a ditch by his own brothers. But at the end of Joseph's story, we see him being promoted to a position in a palace. And then when we look at David, David was ignored and counted out by his entire family. They're like, "Nope, we don't have any more sons to be anointed as king." But at the end of his trial, he was actually promoted to be a king. And so there's one more man that I could think about who went through a trial. It seemed like he was defeated, but God came through and promoted him. And this man, his name is Jesus. And so his faith had to be tested when he went to the cross and died for our sins. And then God was still with him when he went to the fiery furnace called hell and received the keys back from the enemy. And people's perspectives were changed when God raised him from the dead on the third day morning. And then he was promoted. And now he's been promoted and he's ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father, where he still intercedes on our behalf, where he is still protecting us. I don't know about y'all, but if you're glad that God has made a way for you to be fireproof, why don't you stand on your feet and give him glory in this place? Amen.